This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. It was a landmark day for the Taiwanese company Foxconn and supporters of its plan to build a nearly $4 billion factory in Racine County. A large group of dignitaries, including the company's CEO, President Donald Trump, and Governor Scott Walker, were on site in Mount Pleasant for the ceremonial groundbreaking for the factory.
The president's appearance also drew protesters in several locations around the region and included a fundraiser earlier in the day in Milwaukee. WUWM's Mayan Silver was on site for the groundbreaking, and she joins us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So you were at this groundbreaking in Mount Pleasant, as were a lot of other media folks. But besides the press, who else was there?
So there were about 50 dignitaries from Wisconsin and elsewhere who came to see President Trump, Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Foxconn officials break the ground at the Foxconn plant. And actually, Tommy Thompson, the former governor, was there. And he said that the 10,000-plus jobs that Foxconn was presenting was transformational. That's the word he used. He said it's an opportunity that Wisconsin can't pass up.
I can't think of a state in America that if Foxconn came to those states and said, would you make an investment if we make an investment of this size? I'm here to tell you that I'm no governor's, been one. Every governor would have said yes. So every state would have approved this thing.
So that's former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson speaking. There have been reports out in recent days that Foxconn is scaling down this factory. It's going to be a different grade of factory, and it's going to make smaller screens than originally the screens that they talked about. What did people at the groundbreaking have to say about that development?
Right. That's exactly right. So it's possible that it could be a Generation 6 plant instead of a Generation 10.5 plant. State officials basically said it wasn't up to the government to tell Foxconn how to run their businesses. So we talked to Mark Hogan. He's from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. He explained what the state of Wisconsin is expecting from Foxconn.
WEDC's contract and the contract for the state of Wisconsin is about 13,000 jobs. It's about $10 billion investment. And it is about an average salary of $53,185. And everything else, those are the three pillars of our contract.
That's Mark Hogan of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Now, this is potentially a lot of employees, and I know you and a lot of other people were stuck for a long time on Interstate 94 going through Racine County. What did people there say about the issue of transportation and how these workers are likely to get to and from the Foxconn factory?
So transportation is definitely something that the state officials were responding to. Ellen Nowak, who is Secretary of the Department of Administration for Governor Walker, says that they're looking for solutions, but she wasn't really specific about what the solutions were. Tim Sheehy is president of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, and he was more specific.
You cannot have 13,000 people working here driving in traditionally the way we do it in a car and driving out. So transportation and options to get here are going to be critical.
And what are some of those plans, like with public transportation? Is there going to be a regional transit authority or anything?
Well, I think the opportunities are that you could run a flexible but direct bus service here. I don't think rail options are excluded. And then as we start to develop, the potential of autonomous vehicle lane is another way to get people to and from the facility.
Sheehy also said that he was aware and paying attention to the fact that the 53206 zip code and other areas in the central city don't have a lot of jobs, have high unemployment rates. And so he said that there are groups that are paying attention to training opportunities. But then he also said that Racine has invested $1.5 million in training, and there's opportunities with Gateway Technical College, UWM, and others.
Now, Mayan, there's an irony here. We've been talking about this by my clock about 3 minutes and 45 seconds here. That's somewhat longer than the actual groundbreaking, right?
That is correct.
What did it look like?
Basically, there was a big field and there was a large American flag in the background. There were about five golden shovels lined up and a lot of press. And essentially, The whole thing lasted about 45 seconds.
The group marched out there. They took their shovels, dug the ceremonial dirt, and walked off.
Exactly.
No one said anything.
No. And a few notable things about the space. There were no protesters at the site because law enforcement, local law enforcement and Secret Service had cleared away the area. But when you were driving through the area, you would see a few houses with signs protesting the eminent domain because they didn't want their houses taken over for the Foxconn property.
Mayan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can hear full coverage of yesterday's groundbreaking and the subsequent speech by President Trump at WUWM.com.